gotta find
him. Gonna find
him. Well, we'll just have to find him someone you will never find.
I bet none of you could even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, today we are looking for Scotty. You'll never find. We're looking for somebody that had failed their driver's test. And I was like, I don't think I know anybody that actually did that. Turns out, I don't have enough phone lines for everybody here that have failed their driver's test. So let's just pick one. Let's start with in Crete. Let's go to Megan. You failed the driver's test. What happened?
The first time I went, I had to pull up in parallel park, and I drove on top of the curb, and they failed me.
Yo, you got a complete fail for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they said I could have ran someone over if there was a person standing there.
I will say this. If there's one skill that I'm proud of, it's my parallel parking skills. So if you ever need a lesson, I got you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, David Elk Grove, you failed your driver's test? What happened?
Yeah, I was too confident, he said. I was going 32. I had one arm out the window.
Oh, you're a cool guy. You're a cool guy.
I've been driving
back.
I've been practicing for years, for a long time, man.
Flicking your toothpick out the window. Hey, what's up, girl? Right? That's you?
That's about it, man.
Gotcha. Too confident. That's pretty funny. Thank you for calling. Brittany in Oak Lawn, do you fail your driver's test?
Okay, so the driving portion, but it wasn't my fault.
It never is. What happened?
I'm driving, and I didn't see the stop sign because a big work truck was covering it, and I went through it, and they're like, yeah.
Automatic fail, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. That's when you just say, I'll just stop twice at the next one, right? It wasn't your fault, obviously.
Never.